Well, this time tomorrow, Media Camp Nottingham will be well and truly on its way. And in fact, one of the sessions that we'll be approaching is something that's a little bit of a new trial. Really interesting to see how it goes. The session before lunch. Everybody hopefully has been in a few sessions, got quite fired up about what they've heard so far. Starting to get a little bit hungry, maybe thoughts are turning to lunch. And the hour before lunch, we're all going to come back together momentarily and have the choice of either coming and talking to me about mobile apps or talking to Phil Campbell about blogging via email and being able to push media on the move. But these aren't going to be just talking sessions. These are actually going to be sessions where we're going to be using the facilities of the building because we've got exceptional Wi-Fi. And we've also got the new media centre, or Bloggers Crash, which has got a number of PCs connected to the web, which people can use if they don't have any media devices with them. And we're going to look at, in my session, getting people to download Audioboo if they've got a mobile phone. Or an iPhone, if they don't have a mobile iPhone, to have a look at the audio capturing facilities of that device. So it may be that they can record short interviews and to just have a bit of a explore around their phones. Likewise for Quick and Bamuser, which are video streaming to either Quick or Bamuser, or most importantly, to your own website via an embeddable widget. Again, these are available for iPhone, Android. Also, they're available for a lot of other platforms, especially if you're on the Symbian 60, which is the Nokia operating system for phones. And then the other thing that I'm going to be encouraging people to download and look at are ways of quickly producing their work. So Animoto now has a mobile app. There's a couple of apps for photographs which you can apply filters, and then those are connected to social networks. And the idea is that after deciding which one that you want to have a play with, you'll download the app, sign up, and then go into the main hall and actually talk to the people who are there about what apps they've chosen and why they've chosen them, what their difficulties are with the web and what their successes have been with the web. So generally, really getting to make media, and that's before lunch. And Phil, the same, he's going to be tackling the blogging via email, so mainly through Postgres. So as long as you can email via your mobile phone, you can blog using Postgres. And he's going to be taking people through some of those processes. So that's kind of going to be, that's the most radical part of the day. Could go horribly wrong and nobody will make any media. Or, and what I hope, is that it'll give people the opportunity to explore media in a supported environment. When things go wrong the first time, there'll be people of various different stages and skill levels in the room that will be able to help them solve their problems. So by the end of it, they should have a new method of making media, and importantly, a mechanism for publishing that content, because that's often the difficult mechanism, is the publication of the stuff that you capture. Very excited about that session. If you want to check out what else is on the schedule, you can find the schedule at www.mediacampnottingham.co.uk and navigate to the session schedules page on the left-hand side. So those of you who have been listening regularly to my boos will know that I walk down Newark Street, which has now become for me Boo Street. And so that I don't rabble on too much, once I get to the bottom of Newark Street and need my full concentration to cross the road going towards BioCity and then into the Lace Market where PCM Creative's offices are and, of course, Medium and the Fibre Studio, I make it a point that that's where I stop. then if it hasn't published from Boo, by the time I get to the office and I enter the nice Wi-Fi, it will go up nicely. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see some of you at MediaCamp tomorrow.